USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office says the suspect in this week's mass shooting at a light rail yard in San Jose had a dozen guns and 20,000 rounds of ammunition at his home. According to police, he set his home on fire as he left for the shooting. On the morning, he opened fire at the San Jose Light Rail Yard, where he worked for 9 years. Sam Cassidy was scheduled to have a disciplinary hearing. Some of his co-workers had filed complaints that he had made racist comments. He also bragged in a threatening way to his co-workers about having firearms. Early on Wednesday morning, the 57-year-old showed up during a shift change heavily armed. They say he targeted certain people at the facility. He then turned the gun on himself. Investigators are still looking for a motive. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Thousands of residents have evacuated from the Democratic Republic of Congo's eastern city of Goma under threat from another eruption of Mount Nyiragongo volcano. The Congolese government has ordered up to 400,000 people to evacuate from the capital of North Kivu province. The volcano erupted a week ago. That eruption, which happened on May 22nd, killed over 30 people, and the Goma Volcanic Observatory is warning that there's a risk of a new eruption. After a 4.9 magnitude earthquake in the wake of the first eruption, geologists now believe that Nyiragongo may vent again. The volcanic eruption and earthquake have threatened an already vulnerable population in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. 33% of the population is severely food insecure. The Nyiragongo volcano is one of the largest in the world. Last week's eruption was the last large one since a 2002 eruption killed 250 people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An Iowa jury found Mexican national Christian Rivera guilty of first-degree murder in the 2018 slaying of a college student, Molly Tibbetts. The jury delivered its verdict after less than 8 hours of deliberations. Tibbetts, 20, disappeared while running near her home in Brooklyn, Iowa. Investigators found the University of Iowa student's body more than a month later in a cornfield. An autopsy determined she died from multiple sharp force injuries. Prosecutors said Rivera led police to Tibbetts' body, but said two masked armed men forced him to drive them and Tibbetts to the rural area where they killed her. Investigators found Tibbetts' blood in the trunk of his car. Prosecutors said Rivera killed Tibbetts because she rejected his romantic advances. Defense attorneys instead suggested that Tibbetts' boyfriend, Dalton Jack, was really to blame for her murder. Rivera faces life in prison without the possibility of parole at his July 15th sentence hearing. Some new bills are headed to the House this week. USA Radio Network's Lance Pry has more on the story.
U.S. House members plan to introduce two bipartisan bills Friday. The first bill, the Made in America Emergency Preparedness Act, would establish a 9/11-style bipartisan commission to investigate how the pandemic started. The second bill, Never Again International Outbreak Prevention Act, calls for allowing grieving families to sue China by stripping sovereign immunity from it and other countries.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.